Hey gamers, welcome back to Thirsty Boys. I've been eating salt and vinegar Pringles, and my lips are quite parched because I don't have anything to drink. So, we're here. Anyway, so it's Friday today. It's the first day of the PC open beta for Black Ops 4. Activision won't send me my code, so it's not open, it's private, sorry. I sent my code and they won't reply to me on Twitter about it. So I guess I'm going to be here for a little while waiting for that. So I thought I'd record a podcast. Also, I went onto the Activision support. It said there's more than 50 people in the queue ahead of me, but it didn't specify how many, so there could have been a ludicrously large amount because more than 50 is literally any number above 50. There could have been like 20,000 people for all I know. So, we're going to do a podcast. News is pretty dire this week, but we've got a fan fiction, and then I'm going to talk about what I've been watching on telly. So it's going to be a good one. This is going to be the worst episode we've done in a while. But I've got a good fan fiction to read. You thought that this was all going to be gone, but no, it's back. It's back in full force. So today's news, I guess we'll do the news first, and I've actually lost the show notes. God damn it. The show notes stay the same every time we do them. Okay. So first of all, there's double XP and Nazi zombies in World War II this week. I believe the Infinite Warfare one's still ongoing as well, so if you want some double XP, go get some double XP. And the other one is, if you log in right now, you can get a consumable zombie supply drop for free because the thingy that's going on, the Days of Summer event, you can get one of them. I think there's probably more out now, but as far as I know, there's only one. So there you go. That's the news for this week. This must be must have been multiplayer stuff. There's been some leaks, but I'd rather discuss them in a discussion rather than just list them off. So that's the issue. There's some things maybe that I want to discuss, but whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna see if I can get into the PC beta before next week, and if I can, I'll report. I'll report back. Sorry, I'm very ill. I'm an ill boy. And I've got a cough, and it's not helping, and it's going to be incredibly annoying whilst I'm talking for about half an hour. We're not doing an hour today, we're doing half an hour, because I don't think I've got enough content to fill an hour. Anyway, today's fan fiction we're going to read, this one's called Call of Duty Black Ops Zombie Band. It's a humor supernatural by Chevrolet Master Silverado. So shout out to that guy if you're listening, love your fan fiction. So, Kino hosts a zombie, not zombie, a zombie music show. And if you want to, after rating, make sure to rate it, guys. Give me the lyrics and the zombie map that you want to see. Play NOP Dead Ops map. Cool. So, this is a really interesting one. Destin pointed out last week that it's not even the story, it's just song lyrics, and it is. And I was gonna do my best attempt at singing them, but he did point out that it would be very funny to just let me just read them. So I'm just gonna read them. This makes me very happy, this fan fiction, honestly. It shows there is still hope in this world for shit fan fiction to come out. For example, let's read this. I mean, because like this came out in 2012, right? This was last updated in September 2nd, 2012. After this, we're going to read some reviews because there are some reviews of this. And right. Inside Kino, zombies from Shangri-La, I assume, Moon and Kino slash Derice get together to play for other zombies and the hunters. A Nova Crawler takes the mic. Didn't think he'd be able to reach the mic really because he's kind of hunched over, but whatever. And says, Nova Crawler, "Welcome to the Kino Live Band Show. First up are a couple of dudes from Five's Zombie Station. Please welcome Gunslingers and their song 'I Will Not Bow' by Breaking Benjamin." Walks off stage left. So I'm gonna comment on the song as we go through. Breaking Benjamin, I like Breaking Benjamin. I think they're all right. I don't know many of their songs. I know like three, but they're all right. I'm surprised they didn't do Diary of Jane because that is a a banger if I do say so myself. Alright, there we go. We're going to read the lyrics for you. Fall. Now the dark begins to rise. Save your breath. It's far from over. Leave the lost and dead behind. Now's your chance to run for cover. I don't want to change the world. I just want to leave it colder. Light the fuse and burn it up. Take the path that leads to nowhere. All is lost again, but I'm not giving in. I will not bow. I will not break. I will shut the world away. I will not fall. I will not fade. I will take your breath away. Fall. Watch the end from dying eyes. Now the dark is taking over. Show me where forever dies. Take the fall and run to heaven. All is lost again, but I'm not giving in. I will not bow. I will not break. Blah, blah. That's the chorus again. Just while I'm thinking about this, I think they maybe wrote this and didn't put the lyrics in. Thought, oh shit, this is really short. So then they just put the lyrics in. I really hope that's how it happened. Also, we need to read Sonic High School on there because that is funny. Paranoid. I have lost the will to change, and I am not proud. Cold-blooded fake. I will shut the world away. Yells. Don't know whether that's part of the song or not. Maybe he's just yelling. I will not bow. I guess it's like he's going screamo. He's going edgy. I will not bow. I will not break. I will shut the world away. I will not fall. I will not fade. I'll take your breath away. I'll survive. Paranoid. I've lost the will to change. And I'm not proud. Cold-blooded fake. I'll shut the world away. Fall. Kino Zombie 1. Alright, give up for Gunslinger. I thought they were Gunslingers. Yeah, the Gunslingers. Next band, next chapter. So that was chapter 1. Chapter 2, Big Red. In the control room, aka Pack-a-Punch room. For the heck of it, Dead Snow is in this too. In brackets, mean translated from German. So I'll read the German and then I'll, yeah. Samantha, oh, that was great. Who's next? Tank, some band called Red Lightning and they're doing, OMG. Well, what are they doing? That was Edward. Godsmack, and it's called Awake. I like Godsmack, shut up. Oberst Herzog. What? Who's that? Oh, Dead Snow, right, okay, I was gonna say. Oh my head, Holland C6 mid the show. Oh my head, get on with the show. He couldn't translate on my head, he just knew get on with the show. Nikolai walks on stage with vodka. Welcome back, com burps. Excuse me, but here's Red Lightning and their song Awake by Godsmack. I like Godsmack, I think they're right. Their new album sucks though, it's really bad. they got a couple of good singles on there, but as a whole, the album's pretty bad. Song starts. Song stars. There you go. Song stars, not starts. Wait another minute. Can't you see what this pain has fucking done to me? Oh, it's a bit rude already. This is a PG show for all the family. I'm alive and still kicking. What you see, I can't see, and maybe you'll think before you speak. Chorus. I actually kind of like put the choruses in this time. I'm alive for you. I'm awake because of you. I'm alive, I told you. I'm awake swallowing. Take another second. Actually, me, in the future, when I edit this, put in the actual little clip of the actual song, just so people get the idea. You turn your back on me and make me believe that you're always happy. It's safe to say that you're never alive. A big part of you has died, and by the way, I hope you're satisfied. I'm alive for you. I'm awake because of you. I'm alive, I told you. I'm awake swallowing you alive. For you I'm awake, because of you I'm alive, I told you I'm awake. There's a lot of the same, isn't there? Tearing it back, unveiling me, taking a step back so I can breathe, hear the silence about to break, fear resistance when I'm awake, tearing it back, unveiling me, taking a step back so I can breathe, hear the silence about the air. And it's the same thing for the rest of the thing, and it has an X3 at the end. I don't know whether that's times 3 or the little E kind of moment. Next chapter, meet Red Lightning with Edward and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Alright, chapter 3. This is Meet Chaz. Who? Welcome back to the Kino Theatre. This is Sahara. I don't know who Sahara is. Welcome back to the Kino Theatre. I'm Sahara. Is it Sarah? Is that meant to be Sarah? That's meant to be Sarah Michelle Gellar. It says Sahara. Okay, nice. Well, that's the Kino Theatre. I'm Sahara with Edward, and we're with the band Red Lightning with Chaz Hooprick, Seth Hooprick, Nate Ball, Ashley Jones, and Heather Campbell. I don't know who any of these people are. It's Chaz and Dave, basically. So, Chaz, you're in charge of the band. Nine little laughs. We do our on stuff for practice, and we meet meters and food 3 to 4 times a week and play song either for a concert or small gig at the local pub. Very good. Could you do one now? Sure, we'll well be up above the MB by the AK-47 band double tap root beer in a few, okay? Well, wait. The band walks away to the area and sets up. A few minutes to ready. Song starts. Long beginning. Oh, they're doing Skillet. This is Skillet, isn't it? Let me Google this. This is absolutely Skillet. I love Skillet. I absolutely adore them. I need a hero. This Skillet. It's, oh my god, yes. Loving it. I'm just a step away. I'm just a breath away. I don't know how it goes, but I forget how Hero goes. I know a monster. No, I'm a step away. I'm just a breath away. Losing my faith today. Falling off the edge today. I'm just a man, not superhuman. I'm not superhuman. Someone save me from the hate. It's just another war. God, there's a lot of this. Just another family torn. Falling from my faith today. Just a step from the edge. Just another day in the world we live. I need a hero. It's a good bit. It's a good song. It's a good song, I promise. Save me now. I need a hero. Save me now. Hero save my life. Hero will save me just in time. I've got to fight today to live another day. Speaking my mind today. My voice will be heard today. I'm going to speed through it. I've got to make a stand. I'm not a man. I'm just a man. I'm not superhuman. My voice will be heard today. It's just another war. Just another family tour. My voice will be heard today. It's just another kill. I think it kind of goes the same. It just goes the same. So they do skill it. They do skill it. Next chapter is 115. Alright. Tank Dempsey's talking. He goes, "Welcome back, Jugger Girl. Welcome back, Gutter Slugs and Nikolai." Oberst Herzog says, "We have Samantha Maxis and the Kino Zombies performing 115 by Elena Siegman. The first song that actually has anything to do with zombies and isn't just Skillet." So song starts. Oh god, there's a lot of this. Right. I've got to pad out the episode somewhere. "No one can see me and I've lost all feeling and I know I won't die alone. I'll stop you from breathing and all your deceiving and this house is not my home." Do a rap to this. "I'll stop you from breathing and all your deceiving and..." Yeah, I could do that. That'd be cool. We should do that. "No, more forgiveness. No, and the reason is, I know I won't die alone. I have returned, and everyone dies, and everyone lies. They're waiting for the second coming again. Everyone tries to hold on to their lives when no one's alive. Bring me 115. You stand for nothing and overlook something. I'll bring you down all on my own. In the end, I can taste it. I'll justify hatred." This is totally a rap. "I am the chosen one. Left hand of all sacred. No, more forgiveness. No, I'll bring you death and pestilence. I'll bring you on my own. I have returned and everything dies. Look to the skies to see the end of all creation again. See with your eyes my army of flies when no one's alive. Bring me 115. I've lost all form in unity. Where has my life gone? I'll bring you doom that you can see and bring you down to see you bleed. And everyone dies and everyone lies. They're waiting for the second coming again. Everyone tries to hold on to their lives when no one's alive. Bring me 115 and everything dies. Look to the look to the skies to see the end of all creation again. See with your eyes my army of flies when no one's alive. Bring me 115 and nobody cries when everyone dies and no one's alive. Bring me 115. Next chapter is the layout of the stage with John F. Kennedy and Fidel Castro. With Fidel Castro oil. God. "Sorry, no Kino layout. And the Union Pacific Big Boys and God Girls. Odd numbers to the big boys. Only surviving trains can have human forms." What does that mean? What does any of that mean? That's meaningless. Let's go back now. "Only surviving trains can have human forms." This is Thomas the Tank Engine, I think. I mean, let me Google some of the... They've got some weird words here. H4004. 2018 PMC Medicare Advantage. That's not it. What? FH4005. Oh, it's a type of television. 32-inch HD plano TV, FH4005 series 4. It's a Samsung TV, I guess. What? UPBB 4004. That's a fast, ultra fast diode. What is any of this? This is right. I'm just gonna read it out. We're gonna start from the start, and we'll see. Sorry, no keen. You know, I'm gonna love it. Union Pacific. Hang on. Is this a train thing? Pacific Big Boy. It's literally a train. It's literally a type of train. What's happening to this fanfiction? Is this real? I feel like this is like a past the point of like joke, like stupidity. It's gotta be a joke. Cause no one can write this badly. Okay, well, I mean, let's read this story about trains, then. Because this is about trains now. H4004. Yo, UPBB4004 with fives out here in Kino since the Hunters went to lunch. FH4005, another train, says, so let's bring out JFK... Fidel and Richtofen. F means Fortnite. Richtofen, Monster You Made Me of a Pop Evil. This is the one band here that I haven't heard of. Well, I have heard of them, but I've never heard their songs. So, we're going to read all of this. I'm still baffled by the train thing. Who thought that was a good... Oh yeah, let's make a thing about trains. Song start, Richtofen singing it. Take a good look at me now. Do you still recognize me? Am I so different inside? The world is trying to change me. I admit I don't want it to change. I don't want to change with it. I admit I can't go on like this anymore. Erase this monster I've become. Forgive me for all the damage done. It's not over. Say it's not over. I'm begging for mercy. I'm only the monster you made me. There you go. That's the chorus there. I'm better alone now. Oh God, this one's bloody long. Better alone now. See, I'm torn from my mistakes, and I stopped believing that I could ever make things change. How much can I take when I know that it hurts you? How long can I wait when I can't go on like this anymore? Oh, your boy John Fortnite Kennedy jumps in. Erase this monster I've become. God damn it. Forgive me for all the damage done. It's not over, say it's not over. I'm begging for mercy. I'm only the monster you made me. Because who I am isn't who I used to be, and I'm not invincible. I'm not indestructible. I'm only human. Can't you see the beauty of me? And then Fidel Castro comes in, as you do. Take a good look at me now. Can't you see I've changed? Erase this monster I've become. For all the damage done, it's not over. Say it's not over. Beg for mercy, I'm only the monster you made me. Far away through the pain, I hear the angels calling. Far away through the pain, I see my demons falling. It's just at the bridge. Far away through the pain, I hear the angels calling. Far away through the pain, I see my demons falling. Erase this monster you made me. Next song, people give me an idea, so ghost gets off my back. X, close brackets, now. All in bold and underlined and caps. So this one isn't a song anymore. There's actually something. I don't know. Chaz and Ashley ran with famouses on their back because a group of fangirls were after them. They really didn't expect the zombies to try and stop, but they got shot up by the girls, but quickly ran out of ammo for their ray guns. Chaz says, oh, wait, Tak. Tekio says, yeah. Chaz says, toss me your sword. Heads up, toss the sword like a football from the pack-a-punch room. Got it, now what? Clear. Wait for this, I got it right, okay. Clear, iron daylight, full steam, says Chaz. Chaz took the end of Takio's sword and changed him to a 75-foot giant human-like train. God damn it. God damn it. I'm done with this. So what? He picks up Jonesy. Who's Jonesy? Who's any of these people? And popped out a Black Hawk blade set. A Black Hawk helicopter blade set. And hovered in the air. Try away from the fangirls. Hang on. Let's have a recap, guys. Let's have a recap here. So, we've got a character called Chaz. And Ashley as well. And they're running away from fangirl zombies who are going, Takio goes, throw me your sword, Takio. And Takio spins a sword like a football, right? And he catches it. And he turns into a 75-foot train with arms and legs and that, right? And then he picks up someone called Jonesy. Is that Ashley, maybe? I don't know. And out of the back of him comes the helicopter blades from a Black Hawk helicopter, and he flies. This is a story about Call of Duty zombies. Someone wrote this. Takio says, honor to the Iron Chaz. Chaz turns to see Takio by Ashley on his shoulder. Shit, hoover over to a wall and returns to normal, but still have his blades out. So now he's... right, we're going to recap again. So now, as a big train, he goes to the wall and turns back into human, but he's still got Black Hawk helicopter blades. He goes up to see the hole the crawlers walk through. Look, they crawl, though. That's why they're called crawlers. They don't walk. Come on. That's what I'm pointing out floor with, by the way. This is... anyway. When he thought they were clear, he turned his head to see Nicola... Tank, Edward, Danny. Who's Danny? Danny Phantom? No. Sarah. It's not Sahara anymore, Sarah. England. He saw the entire country of England. And record scratching. Put the record scratch down face in. George Romero playing poker. As you do. Sarah, hey Chaz. Chaz, girls, fangirls everywhere. FG1. Who's FG1? I can't learn to stop questioning it at this point. FG1, he's an android from Mars. He goes there, and Chaz, Ashley, and Takio go ah, and all fangirls go get them, and then Chaz, Ashley, and Takio go run. So Chaz then transformed into Black Hawk Daylight and got Ashley and Takio loaded in the cab, opening the throttle wide and zoomed out of there faster than the fastest bullet train in the world. So again, recap again. So they're back to normal. They go through a hole. They see every single person in the world and an entire country playing poker. Then a robot goes there, and they all go, ah. And then Chaz turns into a Black Hawk helicopter, and Ashley and Takio get in it, and they fly away really fast. Because that's how it works. Dead astronaut Neil Armstrong walking with a crate and put it on the table. All Armstrong? Neil Armstrong goes, beer. Edward goes, oh well, I was going to buy beer, but thanks. Everyone grab a bottle and drank away. Next chapter, will the group avoid the fangirls and where is the revive? Chaz says, help. So again, recap again. So they've flown out of there. Now, out of nowhere comes in Neil Armstrong, but he's a zombie, and with a big crate of beer, and everyone drinks beer and just laughs as they've witnessed a man turn into a giant train and then a helicopter, and then he flew really fast. And that's the end of the story. That was just... wow. That was just amazing. That was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And there is actually another story that he's written, just so you know, and Chaz is still in it. but I don't. It's really short and nothing much has been written on it. Well, that was Call of Duty Black Ops Zombie Band. It was sort of getting a bit dull towards the end until the last chapter, in which everything just went straight out the window, and it just became people turning into trains and helicopters, and also zombie George Romero. So, I mean, great. So let's read the reviews for that. Samantha, Tank, and Nikolai play Animal Inside Me by 3 Days Grace on Vorokt. Cool. Has he had a reply for that? He had a reply. Oh, never mind. Thanks for doing Kino song. Interesting, very interesting. I like the concept and the songs. I don't know if it's maybe the songs reminds you of Awake and Alive by Skillet. Well, no. This it reminds you of Awake by Godsmack. Because that's the song. I love Skillet. That song was Hero. After 115, Can You Do Breathe Into Me by Red? Hi, Can You Do Kino's Easter Egg Song? This is baffling to me. Like, what? What? I'm utterly baffled. I'm genuinely no idea what's happening. I don't think that it could get any worse from here. Like, we've read some bad ones, right? I mean, what was the worst one we've had so far at this point? A couple of the Sonic ones were pretty bad, right? They were all just sort of really, really quite dreadful, actually. This one's worse. Because it wasn't even a fanfiction for, like, half of it. For, like, no, like, 5/6 of it was just not fanfiction. And then the last thing was actually, like, a story. And he just went nowhere. So there you go. That was that. That was a good thing. I bet you're glad you listened to this episode, aren't you? Boo to all of you who cut out before this point. Because, I mean, come on. This is the best part. Realistically, if I'd have known, I've gone back in time and said, yeah, it gets better. Listen to the end. But what are you going to do? So, I still haven't had a reply from Activision yet, at all, and I'm getting kind of annoyed now, because I kind of want to play some Call of Duty, but I guess I'm not going to get it. So, who knows? Anyway, it's time to see what I've been watching on TV this week. This week, I haven't watched much TV, actually, since the last episode, because I've been away for most of it, but I watched, like, almost the end of the last season of Love Live. I mean, that was pretty good. I've been enjoying that a lot recently, and by a lot, I mean too much. I'm hideously addicted to it. I've been watching that, and it gets very sad, and I became a sad boy. And I'm not okay. I've still got to watch the last episode, which I'm going to watch, like, next week. And it's going to be sad. I'm going to cry. And I'm not even joking. And also, I've got to watch the end of... Well, I watched the film as well. And that is going to be another big sad. So, there you go. And, yeah, that's what I've been watching on TV this week. By the way, the joke is here. I watch the same thing every week. Thanks. So I'm gonna get a math fact up while I'm doing this. I'm gonna say where you can find me, so you guys can find me at twitter.com/sadmerc or at sadmerc. That's really exciting. Then you've got Twitch. I'm the same. I'm the same on everything except for, like, Snapchat and Instagram, but no one likes me on Snapchat or Instagram. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. You can find the Transitcast and all those other places that I listed at Transitcast. And also, don't forget, you can find us on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, we're not on Challenge anymore, we're on Wooshka instead. Everything gets posted in Wooshka now. And yeah, later me. By the way, I was going to put this out when I did the watch I've been watching on TV. At the end of these two episodes, because I can, because Destin's not here, I do what I like. I'm going to put, I could do it anyway, because I edit all the episodes, so I do whatever I like anyway, but I'm doing it specifically these 2 weeks, because then he won't even know. He won't know unless he listens to the podcast, and he's never going to do that. There is no way that he's going to listen to this. This is just dreadful dead air for 30 minutes or so. I'm going to put the Love Live outro themes. So one for the season one and one for the season two. And he'll never know, because he'll never listen to it. And it'll be really funny. And I'll tell him in like a year. Like, oh yeah, by the way. Should we even put the intro themes? Would it be funny if I put the intro themes as well? So then he would never ever know, and it'd be glaringly obvious. I kind of feel like I should. I kind of feel like that would be a good meme. Also, I really like the songs. You know what? I'm going to do it. You guys. Honestly, he's never going to know. I will. If he finds out, I will mention it on the next episode. But he won't. He won't find out. I'm telling you. So, anyway. That's where you can find us. And I've got maths facts for you. Okay. Among all shapes with the same area, the circle has the shortest perimeter. I'm going to cough. Circle has the shortest perimeter. So there you go. That was really good. Oh my god, right, okay. So since going on Wooshka, we've had 200 listens, just about. So thank you to everyone who's listened recently. We've had a lot of love. It's actually blown my mind, okay. Let me get my right, guys. We're gonna get the top listening locations. Okay. We have 104 fans in Sweden. Shout out to everyone in Sweden who listens to our podcast right now. Okay, if you're in Sweden, let's put this out. Out of the 200 listeners we've had, 104 of them are from Sweden. 90 are from the UK and 5 are from the US. So shout outs to everyone in Sweden who listens to our podcast. Tweet me and I'll give you a high five. That's brilliant. Thank you guys. I'm honest to God love. And everyone else, weirdly enough as well, people listen on other. I want to know what other is. Where are you getting your, and everyone's listening on their phones, right? This is what I'm saying. A lot of people listen on their phones from other, I assume this is just like other like podcast apps, I guess. So thank you everyone who listens to us. We love you. Thanks for listening to the new episode as well. Anyway, thanks everyone. I'll see you in the next episode. We're gonna put some Love Live now, and it's gonna be funny. So everyone laugh, okay? And like I say, Destin will never know. And we'll be back next week. We're doing fan fiction again next week. I know, but we've got some updates from the last ones we did, and we need to get through them. And it'll be really funny, and it won't be as good as this one. So I'll see you next week, guys. Shout out to everyone in Sweden who listens to our podcast, and everyone in the UK as well. I'm not neglecting you, and the US listeners, and everyone else around the world. I'm not neglecting you, but Sweden, you're killing it right now. Come on, guys, stop your game. You gotta be Sweden. See you next week, guys. Bye.
隣に君